Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and we're going to be having another one of our pre-system teleseminars. This one is with a system grad, not a system faculty member, but someone who took the training, and his name is Jonathan Ginsberg. Welcome, Jonathan.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Jonathan, let's talk a little about what you do. What's your real job or your main profession?
I'm an attorney. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been practicing law for about 19 years.
Okay. And you came across the system, I guess it was a couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago. I think it was the 2000, System 2, I guess it was 2003.
That was in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, that's correct.
Okay, great. So you've had some time to really absorb the lessons and put them into practice.
Absolutely.
One thing I want to point out is that at the system, we do get a significant percentage of our attendees are people who either own a business or are in a profession. And I'm kind of proud of that because you know, they know what it takes to build a career or a reputation or a business, and I think they're attracted to the system because we take a pretty straightforward, serious, thorough approach as best we can in our trainings. Let's talk about how you found us. Had you been on the Internet using it for marketing before?
Yeah, okay. Well, absolutely. I mean, I had been on the Internet a little bit. I had sort of dabbled in a website. I had a website for my firm, kind of a typical lawyer website, which lawyer websites generally are not very good, and mine was no exception. And I just got the sense it wasn't really doing what I wanted it to do. I wasn't getting much business from it. I wasn't really seeing a lot of reaction. And I just started looking around, and I don't really honestly recall where I found you, where I found the system. I just kind of came across it someplace. And I looked at it, the more I read about it, it just seemed like, you know, this is something, and I don't normally do this, I don't normally just sort of drop everything and go to a seminar in Cincinnati, of all places. But I said, you know, this looks good, so let me do it. And I went, and it really changed things quite a bit for me. It really did.
Well, great. Let's talk about some of the things that you picked up from your training that you were able to apply to your business and the difference it made.
Okay.
For example, one of the things that we teach in all of our systems, we always expose students to search engine optimization.
Right, right. Well, search engine optimization was something that it was completely new to me and foreign to me. I had no clue as to what that meant. I think a lot of lawyers make the same mistake because they'll have a website for their law firm and they may talk about five or six different practice areas. So someone may do divorce and they may do workers' comp or personal injury. They have one website with all of it. And, of course, the problem is the search engines are looking at these websites and it doesn't look like it's about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I picked up was that you really need to have not just one website, but maybe two or three or four or five, and I've got, I think, about 15 or 16 now.
Wow.
Just because, you know, each one is a little bit different. It's got a little bit different approach. But what happens is the search engines, and Brad Fallon talks about this a lot, they look at web pages, not at websites. And so when you have websites and web pages that are dedicated to one topic, the search engines really spot that. And basically, I was able to get my websites to the top of the search engines for my topics, and it saved me a ton of money.
And so, you know, some people listening might think, my goodness, how many web pages did you say, or websites did you say?
I've got right now about 15 or 16 that are just based on my law firm.
So some people might say, my God, you know, 15 or 16 websites, that's crazy. But obviously, it's been worth it to you because
Absolutely.
You keep adding new ones.
Well, it's not crazy at all because, I mean, you wouldn't start out with 15 or 16, but you start out with one or two. And again, I just, first thing that was I took all the things that I did and I created a site. And again, over time, it wasn't a process that was right away, but I started out with bankruptcy, which was one of my areas, and created a site just for bankruptcy. And then it started working well. Then I created another one, and then soon I had three or four for bankruptcy and got to the point where I was just sort of dominating the bankruptcy market in Atlanta. At least for web traffic. And I went from, just to give you an idea, before I did this, I was spending about $7,000 a month in radio advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And within about a year, I was spending zero.
Wow.
So you're talking about an $80,000 raise.
Not bad.
Did
you actually do this search engine work yourself, or did you hire it out?
Well, initially, again, I didn't really know what I was doing. And one of the things about the system is you kind of get this overall, it's really like law school in a lot of ways, because you don't really learn everything. You can't in 3 or 4 days, but you learn what's out there. You learn where to look, and you learn how to sort of think like a search engine person.
Mm-hmm.
So I started out just, you know, and the message is content is king, so I just started out writing content. I didn't really worry about optimization, but just tried to put good content out there. Then as I studied more and got the System Club tapes and so forth, I became a little more focused as far as what to do, but I just did it myself, and I wasn't really thinking about it in terms of optimization. I was just thinking about it in terms of content.
And it's really interesting because there's two schools on search engine optimization. One school is very much into tricks and trying to outsmart the search engines, and sometimes those guys can enjoy brief spikes of success, but then the other school says, hey, the search engines are designed to find content. Why not give them what they're looking for and give your visitors what they're looking for? So you took the content approach.
Absolutely. I mean, I look at it from the perspective of a search engine visitor. If I'm looking for something, the last thing I want to see is a page full of AdSense links.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tell me anything. So if it wouldn't make sense for me, then I wouldn't. Why would somebody else want it as well? And what I've done is again, in my market, in the legal market, it's really it's not a real impressive group of websites, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But I just put content. I looked at a survey of all the websites in my areas that were not just in Georgia, but were in the Southeast and even nationwide. And I said, I'm just going to make mine better.
Mm.
And so I just generated more content, and you know, started with 25 pages and 50 pages. And really, it's just a matter of answering questions and thinking about what your clients want to know and the questions you hear every day. And, you know, next thing you know, I've got 75 pages, 80 pages of content, and people would come to me. I mean, I have people driving in from 50, 60 miles away, and they've printed out every page of the website.
And
wow. They've circled it and underlined it, and they want to see me. They want to hear me. And you know, you have this incredible credibility by virtue of the fact that this website is so full of content. And that's really, again, something that you teach quite a bit, is that the content and reputable content is going to really do the trick, and it does.
So it not only helps you with search engines, but very often when prospective clients show up, they're very much pre-sold.
Oh, absolutely. I was able to triple my prices.
Triple your prices?
Triple them. I mean, I was, you know, before I did this, I was sort of in the price competition mode where, you know, everybody else in town is charging a certain amount of money, so you want to meet that or beat that or do it for no money down and take payments. And, you know, after you become sort of the man with, you know, all this stuff published, and I have audio on there and video on there and things like that, again, over time. But, you know, I didn't need to compete price-wise anymore. I was able to really kind of get more of the high end of the market for bankruptcy, which, again, is people with a lot of debt. If somebody's got, you know, $150,000, $200,000 in debt, they don't want the cheapest guy. They want the best guy. And if you have somebody who's published a lot of stuff and it's obviously you know what you're doing, you don't have to worry about price. There's no price resistance really at all in that area. And really, that's the way to, even though the market's changed a little bit because there's new laws and so forth, it's still the same perspective. There's really not a lot of price issue.
There's not a lot of price issue if you positioned yourself correctly.
Right. I mean, if you come across as being knowledgeable, and what I always try to do with my sites is I give a lot of information. It's good. It's free information. It's good information, and it's useful. And it talks about the things that people want to know. So the more information I give, the more credible I seem, and so people, they kind of know me. I mean, I use one of the things that I picked up at the seminar was use of autoresponders. Again, something that nobody knows about in my market, but it's a great tactic because what you can do is you can establish this conversation where you don't do anything. Basically, you set the autoresponder up, you figure out what questions they're going to likely ask. It goes out every other day, and you have these conversations with people that you never met. And they send you emails back, but you've already responded to it because it's coming out automatically. So they've already had a 10-day or 7-day conversation with you. They come in to see you. You know them. They're your buddy. They send me. I'll get these questionnaires with just you know incredibly detailed personal information. You know how much money they make and all these type of things, or if it's a medical issue, what their medical problems are. I've never seen anything like this before. It's incredible.
Wow. So let's see. So far you've eliminated your radio advertising, which
right.
is costing you $80,000 a year, and you've tripled
right.
your fees.
Right. And got rid of the Yellow Pages as well.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
And Yellow Pages aren't cheap either.
Yellow Pages are well, especially in the legal market. I mean, lawyers are, you know, there's 30, 40, 50 pages of it. I had tried, you know, various sizes from the double truck all the way down to the, you know, the little small business card size, and it just, the problem is if you get into it and you happen to be on page 35, even if you're paying them, you know, $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year, it doesn't matter. Once they position you, then you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And at least in Atlanta, there's so many books now. There's a, you know, the big phone company book. And there's four or five independent ones, and they've broken it out into different suburbs. And it's just to the point where there's just no way to possibly cover everybody, and the cost is just outrageous, and of course the competition is fierce, so it really did make a lot of sense, and this is just a much easier way to go. I mean, not that it's not competitive, but at least right now the number of people who have any clues to what they're doing is pretty small, so it's a nice little bit more open market.
That's great. And then another area that you were introduced to at the system seminar, I believe, was pay-per-click.
Absolutely. Pay-per-click was something I had never heard of. In fact, I do a lot of speeches for lawyer training in Atlanta, and usually at my when I teach a seminar, we'll go through the substantive area, be it Social Security or bankruptcy, my two main areas, and I'll say at the end, I'll sort of set aside 45 minutes or an hour to talk about marketing. I'll raise the question, does anybody know what pay-per-click is? You know, nobody, maybe one or two raised their hand out of 75 people, and I'll say, anybody have heard of Google AdWords or Overture? No one's ever heard of it. So, that was, again, years ago. That was probably more so than it is now. There are a few more people who know about it now. But, yeah, pay-per-click was something that, you can get immediate traffic, immediate feedback. Of course, tracking is real important. You got to know what terms people are finding compelling. I use that, actually, to come up with domain names and optimization terms, too. Because if you find that people are clicking on, attorney as opposed to lawyer, then that makes a difference, and you have to adjust accordingly. But your pay-per-click is something that's, again, gotten real expensive now, but it's a great way to get immediate traffic and immediate feedback.
It's for people that haven't yet been exposed to it, pay-per-click lets you literally buy search engine traffic. And in both cases, with Overture, which is now Yahoo, and Google AdWords, you don't pay unless they click. So you're really only paying for visitors, which is a great deal. But in addition to getting traffic, it's a fantastic testing tool. And Jonathan just raised a really interesting point. We often assume we know which words to use in our ads, and sometimes we're surprised. You know, for instance, in your field, lawyer, attorney, most people say, well, what's the difference? But you detect a difference, I guess, from tracking your ads.
I started out, in fact, one of my web domains is Atlanta Bankruptcy Attorney, and I chose that because I found that Atlanta Bankruptcy Attorney had more searches than Atlanta Bankruptcy Lawyer.
Okay.
Why? I don't know. I don't really care. That's just what the market's telling me, so you got to, listen to the market.
We've seen other cases, like, for instance, auto insurance versus car insurance. Typically, people that sell the insurance think of it in terms of auto. And people that are looking for it are thinking about getting insurance for their car. People don't talk about, gee, my auto needs insurance, but that's how people in the profession think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, you're also a member of the System Club,
right.
And that's something that's open primarily. We're starting to open it up just a little bit, but pretty much it's open to system grads exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how that's been for you?
I tell you, that's probably been the best part of this whole process because, again, I went, two or three years ago now. But every month, I mean, you send out either one or two or sometimes three CDs, and it's like an ongoing education. So it's not like, again, system education or Internet education is a lot like law education. It's not a destination. It's a process. You kind of learn at the seminar sort of what's out there and how to start thinking about it, but you can't just stop. You don't arrive at that. You just in 3 or 4 days you have to just keep learning and just the new stuff that keeps coming out, audio and video, things like that. I mean, I added audio about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Great. It's really something that people like. Nobody else is really doing it. I started doing video about a month ago. Nobody else is doing it, so. You just constantly are on the cutting edge of what's going on out there in the Internet marketing. Of course, a lot of things that work real well for selling products or info products or things that are more traditionally Internet-based, they're not going to filter down to the legal field for probably, 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a nice head start.
Great.
But the club membership, I mean, that would be something my feeling would be if you go to the system, it would be foolish not to continue the education and take on the club membership as well. It's that good.
Yeah, I actually, when I put the club together originally, I literally was thinking in terms of continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking in terms of professions, where things, and this, Internet marketing is a profession. I mean, it's got a body of knowledge and things change and there's a lot of profit, sometimes just in reviewing the fundamentals. And that's true for every profession, no matter what it is, or any business. And one of the things we really work hard on, I think we do a pretty good job at it, is to detect the trends way before, certainly the regular businesses. But I think we're even competitive with just about everybody else in the Internet marketing world in terms of finding trends early and getting them out to our students and customers.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's the internet's sort of divided into certain things that never change. You know, for instance, you referred to autoresponders earlier. Autoresponders are always going to be a valuable tool. And probably the best thing we can ever say about autoresponders is to remind ourselves to keep using them and use them more than we're using them because they're incredible. But then you have this other side of internet marketing, which is this cutting edge, which offers you tremendous opportunity. You know, if you're the first guy to do audio in your market or the first guy to do video or the first guy to do pay-per-click, you really do harvest tremendous benefits. So I'm glad you like the club, and I'm glad for you to share the value with people on this call, because I too think the club is actually one of the most important things that we do here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can listen. I mean, you get the CDs, and you can listen to them as many times as you want, obviously, and it reinforces it. And I typically just pop it in the car, and when I'm going someplace, if I'm traveling someplace, I'll just listen to it and maybe listen on the way back, and you just pick up stuff just again and again. It's a nice little library. It's really just a great way to keep up. But, you know, that's actually another point I think that's important to make is that, you know, part of what you talk about at the seminar and also at the club CDs is you got to just do this stuff. You can't just look at it and put it on the shelf and say, well, this is great, now I know it. You got to actually get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you get these CDs every month and you keep hearing stories about people doing different things and the successes they're having or even the failures they're having, very encouraging to go out and really, you know, take a weekend and take your Saturday and just do something,
mm-hmm.
learn something, do something, put it into effect, and you'll see that, you know, whether it works exactly the way you thought it would, you're going to learn something that can turn out to be pretty valuable down the road.
And then once you learn it or you master a particular skill, yeah, it may take a weekend sometimes, and you know, for instance, you've got a whole another business that you're pursuing,
mm-hmm.
and so it's precious time that you're using, but once you've learned one of these things, you've got it under your belt forever.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Once you figure out, you know, Google AdWords and basically how to, you know, post an ad and how to track the ad, you only have to learn that once.
Absolutely.
And there's a learning curve. And, in fact, that's one of the things that we kind of spoke about earlier, which is there are some basic skills that you recommend, and I actually recommend, too, that people put on their to-do list to learn if you're going to go into this. And one of them is to learn sort of basic HTML. You don't have to become a master of it, but you need to know enough to make corrections and be able to make changes to your pages without too much trouble. That's something that you've done.
Right, right. And I'm not certainly a coder. I mean, again, my training is as an attorney, not as a computer scientist. But, you know, if you don't have some clue as to how these things work, then you're at the mercy of somebody else, and you have to pay them. And,
yep.
you know, if you got to pay $100 a time every time somebody goes and changes your page, that's really a problem. So I think it's important. And I know some of the speakers have talked about, well, you don't need to know anything at all about coding. You need to be completely non-tech. I don't know if I agree with that. I think there needs to be some – you have to kind of get under the hood, as it were, and get an idea of how these things work, because otherwise you're going to spend a lot of money. And if you don't find the right person, because if you don't know how to do something yourself, at least the basics, how do you choose the right vendor? You know, very hard.
Exactly, exactly.
Very hard.
And you know, looking around at people that have done well with internet marketing, the vast, vast majority of them can at least handle the basics. They can put together a page, or at least change a page that someone else has created. They can do something called FTP, which is basically uploading a page to a server. It's like everything. It's a bit daunting the first couple of times you do it,
mm-hmm.
but then it becomes second nature. It's good. You need to be able to set up your own autoresponder. I don't know which service you use. We use AWeber.
I use AWeber as well.
Yeah, you know, a half hour, maybe hour learning curve at the most.
Right.
And then you own it. You own that skill forever. So there's a handful of skills that I think are essential. I think you agree too.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you maximum freedom, and it reduces your costs. And the other thing too is sometimes when you get an idea, you want to execute it right away. You don't want to have to track somebody down and put your job in their queue and wait till they get around to it. You just want to see it. So I'm glad you brought that up. You don't have to be a computer programmer. You don't have to be a super technician, but there are a few skills that you definitely would benefit from picking up, and they're really ultimately no more difficult than what it was like learning to use a word processor.
Absolutely. I mean, I use a program to do my web pages. I don't write HTML web pages. I use NetObjects Fusion, for example, which is a web editing program, or Front Page. I use both of those. you know, again, it takes a little while to learn it, but it's like learning a word processor. But once you know how to do it and you've gone through the process, you know, it's not, it's like you said, it's not a big deal to do it, but you have to spend the time to do it. But once you've done it once, you know it, and that's it. And then you're not at the mercy of it's not a mystery anymore.
Yeah, and I want to disclose to people that, you know, there's a lot of new things going on the Internet regarding video. And I've been involved in video on and off literally since the I guess, mid-70s, back when there were port-a-packs, which were these monstrous things you'd strap on your shoulder and walk around with. And so I know quite a bit about that business, but I've had to do a lot of learning on the place where the Internet and video meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the learning just doesn't fall out of the sky. And I've got three different tutors on different aspects of Internet video because, you know, my job is obviously to know a lot and help push the envelope, so I have to make a larger investment than the average person in tutoring sometimes and consulting. But so it's just something that I'm doing as well, too, because, yes, I could hire people to do all these things, and ultimately I will, but, again, Jonathan made the point, how do you know who's good unless you know something about the basics of the business?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, once you've done it, it's not a mystery anymore. It's not this sort of magic. And when you talk to someone and you're getting prices from them, you know what is legitimate. You know what's real.
It's true because, I mean, I don't know if you've experienced this, but there are situations where people will quote incredibly high fees
mm-hmm.
to do very basic things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happened to me, you know, as well. You know, part of the design of the system and the system club is I'm not only trying to get information out, but I'm also trying to reduce the number of times that you make mistakes.
Mm.
Not all mistakes are avoidable, but a whole lot of them are. And so that's part of my mission too, to help the students and the graduates of the program get to where they're going faster. Well, that's great. So, you know, just to sort of recap, you're in a profession and you've got a whole active business. You were able to carve out some time bit by bit. You didn't try to learn it all in one weekend.
Right.
But you just keep adding pieces over time. The payout, I think, has been pretty big. I mean, you were able to eliminate, it sounds like, both your radio advertising and your Yellow Page advertising.
Yep.
You've been able to triple your fees.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've, to use maybe your quote, you've learned to think like an Internet marketer.
Right. One of the things I did after I came home was, you know, when you're there for the first time and you're new, you know, you keep hearing all this. It's overwhelming as you hear all these people talking about, well, you got to come up with a product and you got to search the market, you search the market first, then come up with a product, and then you generate these, you know, if it's a book or ebook or whatever it may be. And so, you know, when I went there, I kind of decided I'm going to do this, even though I didn't know anything about, you know, products or market research. And in fact, I probably did it backwards, but I had a market already kind of in mind because I knew from my own practice. And I actually created a how-to book, which I sort of codified some of my knowledge in Social Security disability, which is one of my areas. And so when I got home, I said, you know, I'm just going to do this. And I spent, you know, probably about maybe a month of just, you know, maybe taking two or three days a week and just working at home, and I created this how-to book, which I've been selling ever since. So
wow.
I was able to sort of take this, you know, this knowledge, and it's not, you know, tons of money, but it's a couple $1,000 a month, which is kind of nice. And then that developed into a leads business where I resell. I get a lot of leads from all over the country. I resell them to other lawyers. So, I mean, went from my own, you know, law firm business to a book, a how-to book, to a lead service, where I'm, you know, supplying other lawyers with their leads, some of them want web business, web stuff. I've done even a little consulting, not a lot, but a little bit. But yeah, new opportunities keep opening up if you have some of this knowledge.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're on the internet a bit and reading all the different websites and maybe buying some e-books, it's sometimes you can come to the erroneous assumption that this kind of knowledge is widespread. And as you reported, when you're among your colleagues, they don't really know how this stuff works.
Nope.
And and really, when you think about it, how would they? Unless you go and make a specific study of it, you know, you're not going to pick this up by osmosis. You're not going to read about it in the newspaper or hear about it on the radio. And there aren't really that many books out that cover these topics. So if you're already in a business, I can virtually guarantee that probably 90% or more of your competition in whatever field you're in doesn't even have a clue.
Not a clue.
You know, how to do these things.
I mean, most of these folks, and again, it's just a function of time, but they're letting the Yellow Page rep design their Yellow Page ads.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not going to, you know, and this is something that, you know, people have been doing for years and years, and if people are going to spend, I know one guy spends $80,000 a month in Yellow Page ads.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if you're going to spend that kind of money and you don't even have a professional designer put the design together for you for a Yellow Page ad, how are you going to do a web page?
Yeah.
I mean, does that make any sense? And some of the stuff that you see out there, it's kind of laughable. But that's what happens. And like you said, they charge just insane amounts of money. There are a couple of big legal publishing companies that decided to be, you know, kind of the web suppliers, and they charge just insane amounts of money for these useless pages that don't say anything or do anything, and it boggles the mind. It boggles the mind.
When you buy into one of those big directories, you're just another listing.
Oh, yeah.
In a huge directory.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad, maybe as bad as being in the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they do is they have you. It used to be, I think it's gotten a little bit better now, but it used to be it was a domain like www.abc.com/your name. So it wasn't even a real domain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop paying, they stop hosting it. So it's pretty bleak out there, but that's good for me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's always a small percentage of people who are not satisfied with the status quo, you know, and they want to take control over their own destiny. And then there's probably the larger majority of people that, I guess, they're just looking for the easy way to slide through. But if you're willing to invest some time, and because that's really what this takes, time and attention in learning this, at the system we can really provide you with the foundation and the right direction so that your time is well spent. And it's taken Jonathan a couple of years to get where he is. Not like it happened overnight, but bit by bit he's added the pieces. And I guarantee, you know, let's say someone came to you 2-3 years ago before you were exposed to this and said, I'm going to eliminate all your Yellow Pages and ad expense, and I'm going to triple your fees.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you have thought?
I would have think that it sounds too good to be true.
Right. But now imagine if the guy said, I can guarantee it, I can absolutely do it. I mean, you would have almost been willing to pay almost any fee to do that. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, and yet in reality, the amount that you spend on education, while it's not trivial, it's a very, very small percentage of the gains you've made. And the real investment, and I want to say this to everybody that's contemplating coming to our training, the real investment becomes your time and actually applying what we teach.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, I mean, you've given up a bunch of weekends, but sitting where you are now, is it worth it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not a question in my mind.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, I want to really thank you for sharing this perspective from somebody that's, you know, already got an active business and is looking to use the Internet to boost what they have. I think maybe the bottom line here is that even at this late, so-called late date, the things that we share in the system trainings are just not that widespread, especially among non-technical people, which is the vast majority of any marketplace. And you can really do some remarkable things. I mean, again, I'm very impressed that you were able to drop that Yellow Pages and radio ad bill every year. I mean, that's
makes a difference. Makes a difference to the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of bread. $80,000.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's nice to triple your fees. And I'm going to guess that the quality of experience you have with your clients is better than it was pre the system.
Oh, yeah. You know, people that are, you know, they're coming here for price. I mean, that's unfortunately for in the legal business, that's the worst kind of client because they're looking for the cheapest thing that can be done. And, you know, if you're good at what you do, you try to be good at what you do, you don't really want to think that way. This is not a commodity kind of business. So, I mean, the worst thing is when people come in and they don't have $20 to their name and they want you to do a $2,000 or $3,000 service for them and they promise to pay you because, you know, we call it the curve of gratitude. It's got a 90-degree slope. You know, as soon as you're done, it just kind of they forgot what you did. So,
yeah
you have to find people that you know, are – look, the way I look at it is people that research and want to learn about what they're doing, if it's bankruptcy or disability or whatever they may be doing, those are the better clients because those are the ones who really – have an interest in, you know, getting it done correctly. not just the cheapest price. And that makes life just much more pleasant when dealing with the client base.
And those are the clients you're getting now thanks to the internet.
And
as a bonus, they're paying you three times your previous fees.
And as
another bonus, you're not laying out a whole lot of cash to find them.
Right. I'm not laying out no cash to find them.
Amazing.
I mean, that's even better. I mean, it's really literally, I mean, I've got it to the point. It just, and it, again, took time, and it's a function of maybe of my market being a little different than other ones. But, you know, you type in certain terms, and I'm number 1, 2, 5, and 7.
Mm.
So it's kind of hard to beat that. And I'm not looking for the high volume. I mean, again, if I wanted to spend money on pay-per-click, I could do more. But I don't need to. I want to keep the overhead low and keep the quality high, and it works fine for me.
That's great. And, you know, just to let people in on how this call came about, Jonathan, a fellow attorney, I guess, saw your name associated with us somehow and wrote you and said, hey, are these guys for real?
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind enough to write him a letter explaining some of the things that you've shared on this call, and then you CC'd me. And I read it, and I got all excited because I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know all the details of all your success. And, you know, we've had, you know, many hundreds of students now,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I often tell people it would be a full-time job just to track what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
So I'm really delighted that you took the time to let me know what you're up to, and I think people listening to this call have learned a lot, whether they come to the system or not, and if they do come, now they have a better idea of what it is they're coming for. And just to let people know, if they want to know more about the system seminar, they can go to www.thesystemseminar.com. We do one big event a year. This time it's in Chicago, May 19th through 21st, and we'd love to see you. But, you know, even if you don't come, we'd love you to benefit from what you've heard on these calls and profit from the advice and let us know about your successes. So, Jonathan, I got to thank you again.
Sure.
And we will be in touch.
I appreciate it very much.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.